Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, who love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome!
We are your hosts, Niza.
And Rusty!
There we go, that worked better. I don't know why I keep forgetting that you have to say your name. I'm not reading your name, but you said my name for me, so we're good. Anyways, welcome to episode 22. You'd think by episode 22, I would know that Niza has to say her own name. But it's cool, because Niza said my name.
Well, you'd hope by episode 22 that everyone should already know our names.
And that everyone would show up to the podcast.
Episode 22 of the podcast.
Yeah, but once again, our Anna has decided not to show up.
But that's okay. That's cool. It's not like Anna's gone forever. She'll be back soon.
We hope.
I hope everyone did enjoy our Thanksgiving special.
I know I enjoyed it.
I know I did too.
I especially loved the skit and how the skit turned out.
Yes. I love how we threw the turkey in the fryer without skinning it first.
Didn't take the feathers off. Didn't give no fucks. Like, we're going to have a feathery, fluffy turkey here.
And we did have a good turkey this year. And I hope everybody else had a good turkey as well.
I had a good Thanksgiving, although I was sleeping for most of it. I think I came to your house, took a nap, woke up and ate,
and then
went to sleep again.
I knocked her back into the coma.
I was medicated.
Speaking of cooking, I've actually taken some time to polish my cooking skills with purchasing a cooking book by Rachel Ray. So I've been doing some healthy meals for 30 minutes or less, and I've actually expanded my cooking skills. What have you been up to, Frosty?
Just the usual. I'm working on my stories. The children have moved out of the apartment. Kind of reeling with that new tragedy, and
later you'll be like, freedom!
I know, right now I'm just like, oh, I miss their cute little baby faces.
You won't be hearing the cries of Auntie Kaylee for some time.
They never said Auntie Kaylee, but okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You won't be hearing the cries of KK.
Yeah. KK, Victor keeps doing this. KK, Rihanna won't let me this.
Oh, man. Well, there's been some other things that we've actually been collabing on lately. So Musesque has their Mafia episode of us on their YouTube channel. So if you want to check out us and Musesque playing Mafia, there's a couple of us and our Horror Club members on there.
So like Dabina and Ari and Jeff.
Yeah, and Hef.
Hefe.
And me and Anna will be featuring on Gossip Guys podcast this Monday to talk about Gossip Girl. So check us out there. If you're not really into Gossip Girl, we have a really good conversation.
XOXO, yeah. Not really into Gossip Girl.
XOXO.
But still check it out.
Yeah. Mafia was really fun, though, with Musesque. I think there's going to be a couple more episodes of that, hopefully, because we did play a couple rounds, and it was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it was really fun when, like, I was the caller, I think, and I kept getting the wrong person. Like, they're like, no, we wanted to kill Anna, and then I instead say, oh, whoops.
I wonder if they'll use that or if it'll be
I hope they don't, actually. Please don't.
please.
I would like people to think I'm actually smart.
Good times. Hopefully we'll be able to collab with Musesque on our Christmas special, which we've also got a couple shout-outs for. So our shout-outs are going to Jason Cox at Cox News Podcast. Always enjoying Jason's interaction with us on Twitter. He also said that he really liked the Horror Club Shuffle, and he's going to feature it on his own show as well, to talk about the music on his phone.
There better be some K-pop in there, because it's not a Horror Club Shuffle without some K-pop. So if you need some ideas on K-pop, please take a look at some of our past episodes.
There you go.
Use some of the songs that we've used in the past.
There you go. Pick out a song you really like, Jason, from the Horror Club, and let us know which one you really enjoyed. The Daily Cringe Podcast, and I hear that Dave is actually currently in Japan.
Right, I've been seeing their updates. David kind of looks like a model in those pictures. They're very high resolution.
Yes, I saw. Did you see his skit? His skit where he teleports to Japan instead of taking the plane, but he uses some hand jutsu to do it?
Really?
Yeah.
Is he doing some Naruto jutsu on that?
Yeah, Naruto jutsu.
That's cool.
For I love Naruto. Transmission.
I love Naruto. That's awesome.
Oh, man. So if you haven't checked that out, definitely check out Daily Cringe's Instagram or their Facebook account. Another shout out that we're going to give to is Jake and Tom Conquer, Audio Oblivious, and Super Peepee Time. I love Super Peepee Time podcast. They are just cracking me up. Like, if you just need a good laugh and just like utter ridiculousness, definitely listen to Super
Peepee. And a mental picture that won't go away. Like, is it wearing a cape?
Good times. They're always giving me good laughs. And we got five Peter and Devin, or Pietro.
Senpai!
Pietro and Devin. All these who have confirmed that they will be collabing with us on our horror Christmas special with comedy skits and making it a magical, magical time of the year. We are so excited to be spending a lovely time with our Potter family. And
it's the most wonderful time of the year. Well, I'm gonna K-pop that one.
But I'm super stoked with all the plans that have been going down. For our special, I'm really excited to see what we put together. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in collaborating with us on our Horror Club special, go ahead and definitely give us a tweet or, you know, message us on Facebook, or you can hit us up on our email. Is it the Horror Club?
It's the
oh yeah
dot the horror dot club at gmail.com.
Actually, you can just type the horror club at gmail.com and it'll still go through.
Will it?
Yes, it will.
Well, then, cool.
Do you have any shout-outs that you'd like to give before we move forth? Because you know what time it is?
I believe you have covered all of the bases of people that I would like to shout-out to. Except maybe Lex Factor?
Oh, yeah.
Let's give them guys a shout-out. And if you want to collab with us for the holiday special, please hit us up.
But you know what time it is?
It's
K-pop time! Bing! Bing, 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 bing. Okay, so before we get into our music, because our music is dedication to one of our favorite bands, we did hear about 21 disbanding, and that's pretty sad, and I'm not too devastated because I know that each individual member is going to be continuing in entertainment, but it is still sad to hear that
they won't be performing as a group anymore.
Yes, they won't be performing as a group anymore.
I mean, CL, her rising star of fame, you know, she's just blooming. Like, I recently heard she's maybe even in some talks with Rihanna on some collaborations.
Yes, CL's, you know. CL's American debut is going very well.
Yeah.
And we're super stoked. I mean, she performed in Seattle. She did her own solo tour. There's many more to come. There's a lot of projects that she's doing. Sandara, you know, she's focusing a lot on her acting. Mimsy, she's already signed to do her own solo thing. Park Bum, though, we're still kind of like seeing where she's going, but you know, she's
done stuff in the past with Top and GD. And
yeah, so
other collaborations.
We're not too worried about where they're gonna be. We're just, you know, sad to say that they're not going to be performing anymore. Yeah, as a group. And there's a lot of, you know, it's not anyone's fault. It's just, you can just see that they're just... There's too much talent. They're doing things. They're just doing other things. And, I mean, we all knew when Mimsy was leaving that it just wasn't gonna be the same anyway.
And then I think they just probably figured out, well, you know, I mean, what's 21 like as a trio? They probably just didn't want to perform without her.
So yeah.
They decided to just end it altogether. Yeah. And then just focus on each other's careers, which I think is a good plan.
So sad, though.
So sad.
But our K-pop time and our music time is completely dedicated to 21. And we are going to review some of our most favorite tracks.
Woohoo!
With 21.
Favorite tracks by 21.
Yeah, so we did, look back on some of our songs and try to figure out which one was our favorites and which ones we'll do an honorable mention. So since there's only two of us, there will be our favorite and then our honorable mention.
Which will have to stand for Anna's, since Anna's not
here. Maybe next week she'll tell us which 21 song that she actually picked for this show. But you can go first, Frosty. Which is your favorite 21 song, and why did you choose it?
So my favorite 21 song is Come Back Home. And the reason I chose that is because of Sandara's part where she just goes, come baby, baby, come, come baby, baby.
That is a good part.
I just like that. And then I also, of course, love the way Steel just like echoes it and brings it down, you know, with the whole come back home. I just like that
song. Like that song? So I think Come Back Home actually released like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, I think it was about 2 years.
I also really enjoyed this song, and it was close to becoming my favorite.
Plus, I like it because it kind of, like, has a little bit of, like, that symbiote type thing going on, and I can't wait for that virtual reality world stuff to kind of hit it.
I really do enjoy the breakdown in this song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the breakdown.
Music video is visually entertaining too. Mm-hmm. I like the story that it tells.
Oh yeah, where it's like a Sandara and her boyfriend, and he seems like he's just escaping, and all she wants to do is cuddle with him on the couch, but he spends too much time in his virtual paradise.
Yeah, and then CL's being a rebel.
I feel like I'm traveling inside the computer and getting my brain fucked.
I know, right? It's definitely a video to check out if you've never, you know, listened to 21. It's just artistic. Man, just going through this video, it's just like I already know that this is gonna be a little bit tougher.
Yeah,
like, I didn't realize it's gonna be so tough.
I'm already like feeling like, oh no.
Yeah, exactly.
They're leaving.
It's like 21.
We're not gonna have another 21 song where
I'll
they're
be
all
a blackjack
together.
For life, though. Be a blackjack for life. Okay, so let's get in.
So, what was yours?
Mine was 21's Falling in Love.
Aww.
Which is a very I really enjoy the song because it's very poppy. It's almost got like a reggae vibe to it.
Mm. Is it like a Latin reggae type? Like,
yeah,
like with BTS's Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Kind of like that, but it's more poppy and dancey. It always gives me a good feeling. The video is like very bright and like colorful and very happy. They just look like they're just having a lot of fun in the video. That's a beachy
vibe.
Remember
this one? Yeah, this is definitely a little bit of a reggae,
yeah.
Reggae pop.
Right. 나 신부. 나 let go 로 만들겠어. That's what a queen do. Yeah, and the club is getting ugly. I don't care. Can nobody stop the fire? Let them haters sit and stare.
I keep falling in love.
I just want to get up and dance.
I know.
And Sandara kind of looks like Harlequin with the little pigtails.
You know, Ciel's looking fabulous in all her gold.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I like Park Bum's short hair in this video.
Oh, yeah, no. Park Bum looks very cute here.
Yeah, and Sandara looking fabulous as ever.
Mm-hmm. I wish I was as skinny as Sandara. She just looks like she can blow away. You know, if a big gust of wind comes by, she just looks like she could fly.
You could just fly away.
Yeah. She's just so ethereal.
I just love their outfits. They're so colorful. Mm-hmm. I'd wear that. That Park Bum dress with the white and the pattern.
Yeah.
I'd wear that.
I'd probably wear Sandara's outfit, but button it all the way. Not the tinfoil one, though. The tinfoil one looks silly.
I'm, like, feeling like I'm...
I'm feeling very nostalgic
I know,
right now.
I'm feeling like... Oh.
Alrighty.
I'm feeling a little sad.
I'm feeling very sad.
Man.
21. The end of an era.
Goodness.
So let's go to our honorable mention.
Yes, Rastu. What did you pick for your honorable mention?
My honorable mention is Lollipop.
Ah, Lollipop.
The one that they did with Big Bang. Because this was actually the first time that I had ever heard of 21. And I was like, oh, look at them girls hanging out with my boys.
They're kind of cool.
But that was after I got done being jealous. And I was like, what else have they done?
They're so adorable. And yeah, this is like this is an older.
I love Sundara's hair in it too. Just like a big old pokey stick on there.
Bubblegum song. You know,
very bubblegum.
Yeah, bubblegum.
Like, this is what I think everybody thinks K-pop is.
Yeah.
When you tell them you like K-pop, I think they think that this is what K-pop is.
Yeah.
And then you have to show them, come back home and be like, yes, it is. It is this, but it's also this.
Man, I'm gonna miss 21.
God, I'm crying. I'm fucking crying. This is terrible.
I know.
I will never be as pretty as G-Drag.
It's okay, Frosty. He's very pretty. I don't think anyone can be prettier than G-Dragon. Or is as short as Taeyang.
No one will ever be as short as Taeyang.
I'm actually really excited for CL's debut in America. I want to see what she's
able to really do.
Yeah. Like, if she could top the charts here, mm-hmm. as well as like, be transcontinental, like Selena was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she'll be able to do so much more, because here in America, you know, we're all about the sexiness. We need an Asian Beyonce, CL, and I believe you can be that Asian Beyonce.
Oh my gosh, she totally can. Just don't be a Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, exactly.
Please don't just be an Asian Nicki Minaj.
Don't be an Asian Nicki Minaj. Okay, so my honorable mention, which was pretty hard to pick, but I'm going to go back to 21's Fire, which is an older song as well. So with their Fire song, I always really like watching the street version.
Wow. So we're both doing a throwback here.
Yeah, very, very throwback, but it just shows you that 21, you know, always has...
They've been consistent with their awesome...
Oh, that hair. They're very tan in this one, too.
Oh, yeah. They cast a spell on us.
Casting spells since 2010. The video is very simple, but it's just, like, fun. You get the vibe that they're going to be bringing. One thing that I'm going to miss is the fact that I wonder if they're still going to make cameos in
They
Big
gotta
Bangs.
Still make cameos. It's the YG family.
Yeah. It's just something I always enjoyed was, like, being able to see them be in each other's videos. And just even if it was just, like, something silly and small, you'd automatically recognize that, hey, there's the bros. Well, that was our 21 dedication. If you guys have other songs that you enjoyed by 21, which were your ultimate favorites, let us know. We'd love to hear all about it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm feeling a little emotional right now.
I know. That's, that was rougher than I thought it was going to be. Woo!
It was hard going back, especially to the Big Bang one, since, you know, now the time has come. Big Bang is going to the military. And it looks like the first one out is going to be top, you know? And I'm really looking forward to the new music video and the new album that's coming out for Big Bang. But it looks like Top's already getting ready to start his military service.
Yeah, you're like, oh, damn it, Opa.
It's like every time I open up Timeline, it's always talking about how he's so ready to go. And, you know, it's just like, 2 years, man. 2 years, and I won't be able to see you.
Yeah, but you know what? This kind of makes me more appreciative of what Blackpink is doing. Because even if 21 isn't going to be around to make music...
We'll still have Blackpink, which is like baby 21.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They're going to fill in that little void for me.
The four-person girl band that we need.
The four-person girl band that does hip-hop and all those bad beats. And
They're not the band we want, but they're the band we need.
Yes! Oh, man. Another, you know, kind of heartbreaking news. We did hear that Winners Nam Taehyun is leaving their band.
Yeah, I'm upset that because I'm a big Winner fan and I love the song Baby Baby that's on my playlist, and I hear that maybe like at least once a day.
That's gotta be a little rougher. We're not too big of Winner fans, but I mean we know how it feels when one of your members leaves. And
well, that will change the whole group because he was the leader. So it's like, who's gonna take his place? You know, are they gonna continue on without him? Or are they gonna get somebody to replace him? Like, I mean, there's just so much more left up. And I do know that he had some issues in the past with, you know, some mental problems.
Yeah, well, YG has claimed that it was due to mental health issues and reason why he left the group. But let's not dwell on too much bad news, because you know what happened?
What happened?
The Mnet Asian Music Awards came around this year, and BTS won the Artist of the Year.
Woo!
So yeah, go ARMY!
Go ARMY, go BTS! Aritzia.
Yes, they are so shocked when their names were called. It was amazing. Have you seen?
I have. They're crying.
Oh man.
Oh my god, they are crying so hard. And you know what? It's so cute because I remember watching like a couple clips of them beforehand where they were talking about how, oh, I wish we could win Best Artist Award.
And you did it, boys.
And they did it. They finally did it.
And you deserve it.
Congratulations. And also, today is Jin's birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, Jin.
So, happy birthday, Jin. And a big yum to you.
I hope you get to eat whatever the fuck you want, Jin.
Yeah, seriously.
In other BTS news, though, I did hear that Jungkook hurt his leg.
Oh, no. I did not hear about that.
Yes, he has a bunch of bruising on his knee and had to get some help walking through an airport. Apparently, it might have been caused by the MAMA Awards performance where he was strapped and dangling from the ceiling.
Oh.
So a lot of people think maybe during that time where he was hanging there, he might have injured himself. It doesn't look like anything's broken. He's just having a hard time. He has a limp. He has a hard time walking.
Oh. Yeah, I do remember BTS's reaction video for their Blood, Sweat, and Tears music video, where Jungkook said that he thought his pelvis was going to break when he was bending for it. So maybe something happened when he had to reenact it again.
Yeah.
And it hurt.
A lot of drama went down in the MAMA 2016 when EXO, you know, they didn't win Artist of the Year, but they did win Album of the Year.
Woo!
Yes.
Album of the Year. Go
Chanyeol. Go Lay. Go Kai. I mean, they're getting a lot of heat for Lay apparently made a speech and it came off as... So a lot of people said that the speech came off arrogant and cocky and it made it sound like he said something in Chinese. Like he said like a saying in Chinese, which basically means that he hopes that his group will continue on winning awards and that the rookies will not wipe out, you know, their success, something along those lines. He basically just said, you know, hopefully that EXO's success continues. But
it's what he meant to say, but somebody took it
the wrong way. Yes, and a lot of people are saying that it's gonna spark another fan war between ARMY and EXO-L, blah 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 blah.
Let's not get these fan wars going on, okay? We are EXO fans, and we are also BTS fans.
Yes, exactly.
And we're also Winner fans, 21 fans, and Big Bang fans. It's all the same thing. Why don't it just be K-pop against everything else?
I know, like, right?
If we took all that energy that we take to fighting between bands and just put it in towards letting people know about K-pop itself, I think K-pop would have been the number one.
Well, I think it's just, like, really funny because here at the Horror Club, we are very, you know, we are very diverse, but we don't particularly stan a certain group. We enjoy K-pop as a whole, and I mean, even we get criticism about not being completely in-depth with K-pop.
But that's because K-pop is just one of the aspects that we cover in our show. It is the one that we talk about the most, you know. It's not the only thing.
It's definitely not the only thing that we talk about on our show. If you want to listen to a purely K-pop podcast that doesn't talk anything but K-pop, then, you know, we're not that podcast.
we are a more diverse one.
We are diverse. We dabble in K-pop. We're never saying that we're K-pop experts. I've never considered myself a K-pop expert. There's people out there that I'm like, I don't want to hear about them.
There are some people who knew what they're wearing and what they ate that day. And yeah, if they exactly. made a bowel movement or not. We're not that podcast.
You know, a very good point is with the whole Lay issue. One of our listeners did comment on what Lay said in his speech, and they had said, you know, honestly, it doesn't really come off as offensive. Lay never mentioned a certain group, and fans should notice that and know that before they can begin to judge or talk smack about him. Also, that line basically means that he hopes that EXO can still stay the same as they are right now and win many more awards in the future and stay as high as they currently are, and that he hopes that the millions of EXO-Ls out there keep supporting EXO like they've been doing for the past years. Also, he apparently has been proven to be the most polite K-pop idol, case in point.
Yeah, so.
And he has. There's been multiple articles saying that Lay is, like, the nicest idol. I mean, like, he takes the time to actually react to people's reaction videos of his music video. That's kind of cute. Like, he's taking time to acknowledge people, his fans that are watching his stuff.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, and that was really, really cute. I think there was one where he was, like, crying so hard.
Yeah.
Because he was laughing or something. And then there's also, I want to mention, like, a lot of the EXO members are also very polite. Like, there was, of course, that one time Chen helped that Ajumma out.
Oh, yeah. Let's not keep giving our K-pop idols a hard time. You know, they're human. Things that they say can be taken out of context. I'm sure there's multiple things that you have said or, you know, that could be taken the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're not in the limelight. You're not.
So you're not held accountable for what you say.
Exactly.
But, you know, you never know. That could change one day. And then if you don't treat others with respect, that'll get out and bite you in the butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So lay off the idols, please.
lay off of them. Another one that's getting some really big drama is Taeyeon from Girls' Generation, who was supposed to perform at MAMA with Wiz Khalifa and ended up not showing up.
Oh my.
Allegedly, okay. Like, what happened was, supposedly on Wiz Khalifa's account, they said that Taeyeon was supposedly going to the hospital and that she wasn't able to perform, or he ended up performing by himself. And then Taeyeon, you know, messaged on Twitter or Instagram showing a picture of her sitting in her hotel room saying that she didn't go to the hospital and all this stuff. Later, she, like, published this letter saying that there was problems with the sound and recording and she wanted to sing with Wiz Khalifa, but that didn't end up happening. There's a lot of confusion, not a lot of helping her out. It just kind of sounds, I don't know. It's just like looking at the information, looking at the tweets that Wiz Khalifa are putting out.
Sounds like there's some drama going on.
Yeah, and DJ Bonix, you know, there's a lot of, it just makes, there's light making her look really bad. Yeah, and I hope that's not the case because, come on now. I hope there was just a miscommunication, but it just doesn't look good on her. So hopefully that kind of, like, straightens out and it would kind of be terrible, like, kind of be bad, you know, like, a pop star and, you know, American artist and...
And she didn't show up for
some reason. Collaborating very well, yeah. anyway... Let's get out of K-pop. I don't know if you've been looking at news lately, but there was a California woman who was kidnapped for 3 weeks and then just appeared out of nowhere, bald and branded.
What?
Yeah. So,
oh my gosh.
Apparently she was kidnapped 3 weeks.
Wow.
It's random.
I haven't heard about that, but I have seen the viral video of some very heavy naked woman running through the streets. And, you know, like, trying to grab onto cars, telling everybody that they're coming for her and that they got one person already. That's the only thing that I've seen recently. I haven't heard anything about a woman being found naked, bald, and branded.
This happened in California. She was, like, 34 years old, and she was a mom. Apparently, she was, like, badly beaten and found on Thanksgiving Day and had been reported missing since, like, November 2nd.
Wow.
Her name is Sherry Papini, and she had a message branded onto her skin. She was thrown from, like, an SUV.
Oh my gosh.
She's thrown out of an SUV. She claimed that her two captors were Hispanic women with guns, and she was found chained and bruised. So her husband stated that her now emaciated body of 87 pounds was covered in multicolored bruises, severe burns, red rashes, and chain markings. Her signature blonde hair had been chopped off and she has been branded. And there's no real big detail on, like, really, you know, well, how, why. I mean, these are fairly new, so...
It's fairly new development.
Yeah, fairly new, so maybe we'll find out some more when she, you know, speaks out about what happened to her.
Oh, that's crazy. Another she's been recovered, though, and back home with the family now.
That's just crazy, though. Like, what would make you so angry at someone?
That you want to kidnap them for 3 weeks, chop off all their hair, and then brand them?
Yeah.
Trump.
So two Hispanic... This is really bad, because if it was true that it was two Hispanic women who kidnapped a blonde white lady, like, just...
Maybe they thought she was, like... Ivanka.
terrible. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's just something, you know, like, we're in 2017. We're going to be into 2017. Yeah. No hate crimes. It's just really sad to hear that there's still, if this was a hate crime, that this stuff is still going on. Yeah. Another crazy thing that I heard about was a substitute teacher in Baltimore. There was a video leaked where he took a 7-year-old and swung him by his feet and smashed him into the wall, breaking his jaw.
Oh my God. Yes, oh, like, my God. That's horrible.
Craziness. I mean, like, I know there's a lot of frustration in being a teacher for, you know, younger children, but there is just no excuse.
There is no excuse. Burn that man alive.
This is crazy. Like, you just snapped, and I just don't know, like, what would make you do that.
Seriously, but my nephew is 6, man. Mm-hmm. That hurts me, okay? No matter how bad they're throwing a temper tantrum, you do not do that to a child.
Yeah. Do it to a grown adult.
Oh my God.
Damn, I just can't imagine.
Burn that man alive.
The video is, it's not okay. He, like, takes the kid out of the classroom, pushes him out in the hallway, grabs him by his feet, and smashes his body against the wall. Like, it's just...
It's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible. It's very horrible. Now, I also want to talk a little bit about... We've also heard about the Ohio State College knife-wielding maniac. At first, reports were saying that someone had a gun, but that was mistaken. What they heard was a police officer shooting at the individual because he was running around stabbing, you know, folks who were just around the college.
Oh my God. And stabbing is worse than shooting. Like, because, I mean, at least you're shot and you don't know it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just like, whoa, oh, I just got shot. But, I mean, with the stabbing, I mean, you're right there the whole time, you know, you're just chilling, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, 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 oh my God, yeah. I just got stabbed, oh no, it's coming back, yeah, exactly. Oh my God. No, I hate about that life.
I hate about being stabbed. I think I'd be stabbed to death. Damn. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Here it comes again. Oh.
Worried about that life. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But apparently this maniac was sick, was claiming ISIS. But, yeah. Oh, the world. What is going on?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I just don't know.
Anyway, we're excited for the holidays.
Segue from stabbing. We're excited about the holidays. Well, you know that Christmas is just around the corner.
Christmas is just around the corner.
Speaking of things sneaking up around the corner and stabbing you, Christmas is just around the corner. Getting ready to stab you with so much emotion. it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, God. Gonna stab you with holiday cheer.
It's coming back around.
Oh, gotta get the presents. Oh, man. Okay, anyway, movie news. Neil Blomkamp, who directed Chappie, District 9, and Elysium, you know, is saying he's definitely coming out with an alien, continuing Ripley's story, starring Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, nice.
So that that will be exciting. I mean, like, we know
So is it going to be continuing the story after the Winona Ryder alien movie?
Yes.
Cool.
He's just kind of like, there's just, you know, with Prometheus and then the Covenant coming out, Alien Covenant, we're just kind of waiting for the Covenant to come out, and then we'll hopefully be able to see a Neil Blomkamp alien. Which I'm excited to see, because I did enjoy Chappie, District 9, and Elysium, all being science fiction. Another thing that I heard around the rumor mill, which I'm pretty sure that Pietro, or your senpai, will be excited to hear, is that the producer, Frank Marshall, of the Back to the Future trilogy, he's saying that there will not be a reboot for Back to the Future.
Good. Good.
As long as...
I'm sure senpai is very happy to hear that.
As long as he's in the film industry, I mean, like, they're saying that maybe they'll try to do it when he's retired.
Don't touch it.
They're not touching that.
Don't touch it.
They also said they touched base with, like, not touching E.T.
Touch E.T.
No, you don't need to touch E.T. And you don't need to touch Back to the Future in any of the Back to the Future trilogy, because...
There, some things are just sacred. Like, fucking Rocky Horror Picture Show shouldn't have even been touched.
Oh, God. I couldn't even...
I didn't even watch that one.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure Pietro will be excited to hear that Back to the Future will not be rebooted probably anytime in this, you know,
probably in the 20 years.
Yeah. And,
in this century, it will not be touched.
So, Rocky Horror Picture Show, though, I did attempt to watch the remake. I could not get through the first 5 minutes. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. Turn it off. Burn it.
Burnt. God.
This is just as bad as them remaking Grease live. Like, fuck this shit.
Oh, Grease. No.
No, you can't do it. You just can't.
Some things are sacred.
There's just... No. Yeah, give us fucking new ideas instead of ruining... Instead of ruining classics or things that we enjoyed as 80s kids, like...
Make your own movie, make your own mediocre movie, rather than, you know,
there's a bunch of awesome books out there.
Seriously.
Go out there, read a fucking book, director, and, direct a movie that hasn't been made yet.
Yeah, there's millions of books, millions of stories out there. Give us something like that. Oh, and stop casting Matt Damon in Chinese movies.
I'm still gonna see it though.
I'm still mad at the wall. I saw more trailers of it, you know, and I don't understand why Matt Damon is there. He does not need to be there.
There's plenty of Asian American actors that could play his part.
Could have gotten Jet Li or even Jackie Chan to play Matt Damon's part.
Well, goddamn, Glenn's dead already in The Walking Dead. You could have gotten him too.
Seriously, Steven Yeun. Put Steven Yeun in there. Although Steven Yeun is Korean, he's not Chinese.
Oh yeah, that's true. But he's still.
But still.
But still, you could have not.
You could have done that.
You could have just Asianed it up.
You could have Asianed it up more. Seriously, Ken Watanabe even. Jesus. Japanese.
Oh my god. Exactly. It's still Asian, though.
Still Asian.
You could have just done an all-Asian cast.
Still more Asian than Matt Damon.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No matter what, I'm more Asian than Matt Damon. God damn it.
Well, you are part Asian, so...
Yeah.
Of course you would be. Oh, man, I'm still going to see that movie because, you know, Lou.
Well, yeah, we've got to support our little Lou Han. Then... On top of that, I heard he's supposed to have a sex scene in this, too. Ooh. So I'm pretty excited to see a sex scene with Luhan. I wonder what his O face looks like.
She just here for his O face, though.
Yeah. That's the only reason I'm coming.
Anyway, you did go see Fantastic Beasts.
I did.
What would you rate that movie? 1 out of 5.
Probably 3.2.
Okay, so I didn't see the movie with you. Now that you've rated that, I'm not gonna see it unless it's on, like, you know, an economy night.
It was good, but I was expecting more from it. It didn't have the magic of Harry Potter.
Oh.
You know?
Lame, because that's the reason why I would go, is to see the magic of Harry Potter.
I mean, there was magic in it, and the story is, you know, it's different than Harry Potter, because Harry Potter is very lighthearted and fun for the whole family, and this was a serious movie. There were funny parts in it, you know, they had, like, goofy characters that did goofy things. But this is more grown up. This is like what a Harry Potter fan watches when they're an adult.
Well, I guess I will just wait to stream it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't as good as I had hoped it
would be. Oh, lame. Oh, well.
So another movie and TV news. We also have Interview with a Vampire is going to get a reboot. Anne Rice has finally gotten the rights back to her book, and she is planning to make Interview with the Vampire in a Game of Thrones-style TV series.
Yes, I'm excited.
So we are very excited for that, because I have always said the Vampire Chronicles would be great as a TV show. because it gets, because then there could be more
detail, depth. Yeah, more in depth.
And then it could also be more loyal to the book. Because in the movie, Brett with Brad Pitt's wife, and in the book, it's Brad Pitt's brother. Mm-hmm. And I know I just said Brad Pitt. I meant Louis. I apologize, Anne Rice. I was raised on the movie first, but I have read the book.
Yes, I need to reread the Chronicles. Definitely. But I'm pretty excited.
Definitely excited, especially the fact that Anne Rice has cited Matt Bomer from American Horror Story and White Collar and In Time as her choice for Louis. And I'm definitely excited for that because Matt Bomer making out with Lestat would be totally amazing.
And I wonder who Lestat's gonna be.
I hope because Jared Leto had shown interest in it at one point when they were going to do a reboot movie. I would love it if Jared Leto was Lestat in the TV series.
Oh, speaking about Jared Leto, I heard that he's done being Joker.
I have heard that too. I am pissed off. Jared, why
you
gotta
quit now, Jared?
Why you quit, babe? Why you do this to me? I still have your penis on my phone. Why you do this to me? I liked him as Joker. If you leave as Joker, Adrian Brody wins.
Yeah.
Don't want Adrian Brody as Joker. No. I'm seriously bummed now. Come back, Jared. Come back home.
Come back home. Come back home. Anyway.
Anyway.
Well, that's it for our show this week, guys. If you'd like to go ahead and follow us, you can follow us through Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook. Like, comment, and share.
Because we just rush.
And if you really, really hated your time with us today,
we're sorry, but we're not sorry.